Zakaria Moussaoui appeared for arraignment today in the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. The United States alleges that Moussaoui was to be the 20th hijacker in the September 11th attacks, but that he never got on the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. This will be the first trial connected to the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Zakaria Moussaoui appeared wearing a green jumpsuit and a full beard. Almost immediately, Moussaoui's attorney told Judge Leonie Brinkema that his client wanted to speak. Moussaoui rose slowly. "In the name of Allah," he said, "I do not have anything to plead." Judge Brinkema said she interpreted that as a not guilty plea, and then the wrangling began. Federal Prosecutor Robert Spencer asked for a trial date of October 14th. Defense Attorney Jerry Zirkin said, given the international scope of the case, he could not possibly prepare in time. Judge Brinkema took about 5 minutes to announce that jury selection would begin on September 30th, and the trial would begin on October 14th. Neither the prosecutors nor the defense attorneys spoke to reporters afterwards, but Francois Roux did. He's the attorney for Moussaoui's mother. He said Moussaoui's mother did not see the arraignment because it was too upsetting for her and her son, and he expressed a wish for this highly charged proceeding.
I think we don't forget that Zakaria Moussaoui is presumed innocent.
Lawyers say Moussaoui will get a fair trial from Judge Brinkema. A former prosecutor, Brinkema was appointed by Bill Clinton and has a reputation for being more liberal than her colleagues on the bench. Jeffrey Zimmerman, a defense attorney who's argued many cases before her, calls her a no-nonsense judge.
She will give the defense an opportunity to fully and fairly try the case. And in that sense, it certainly is an advantage to the defense that she is on the case.
Moussaoui could not have actually participated in the September 11th attacks because he was in jail at the time for immigration violations. So the government is charging conspiracy, namely that Moussaoui knew the objectives of the 19 hijackers and that he did things to further the plot. To this end, prosecutors can use circumstantial evidence to show that Moussaoui's actions mirrored those of the hijackers, taking flying lessons, for example, and receiving money from an al-Qaeda operative. Then prosecutors can let the jury infer that Moussaoui must have been the missing hijacker. Now the prosecutor has 10 months to build its case. Robert Litt, a former Justice Department official, says a shorter time frame favors the prosecution.
The government has a big advantage in that they have been doing this investigation for months, or really for years, if you take into account the overall investigation that they've had of al-Qaeda matters. And the defense counsel basically have to start from scratch. So generally speaking, the defense is looking for more time and the government for less.
But Robert Precht, who represented one of the defendants in the first World Trade Center bombing trial in the 1990s, says the shorter time preparation could help the defense because of the nature of the conspiracy.
There's going to be no smoking guns. You're not going to have conversations between Moussaoui and others in which Moussaoui is saying, yes, my plan is to board the plane and to execute the attack as we discussed.
Rather, the prosecutors will try to show a web of circumstantial evidence, tying Moussaoui to people involved with the hijackers, for example. Given the shadowy nature of al-Qaeda, Precht says, building the case will take a long time.
If the World Trade Center trial of 1994 is any indication, they will still be investigating their case as the trial goes forward. And so in this kind of a case, having a speedy trial simply will not give the government much time to tie up all the loose ends it needs to tie up to present a case beyond a reasonable doubt to the jury.
And in this case, as the U.S. government captures and interrogates al-Qaeda members in Afghanistan, it's likely to be gleaning new information for some time to come. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Alexandria, Virginia.